This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So many opinions in Islam. Who is correct? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So I'm sure you've heard this before. There's so many opinions in Islam. This sheikh says this, that sheikh says that. Who is correct? Who do I follow? Couple things to keep in mind, brothers and sisters. First and foremost, is it such a terrible situation when we have options? And as long as all of those options come from sincerity, they come from authentic sources, having options to perform a particular act of worship or doing things a certain way is an absolute mercy and blessing. Can you imagine that if you go to one country and then travel to another, that the habits and the culture of one people to another, obviously it differs. In one country, people may talk a certain way, dress a certain way, eat a certain way. And where you come from, you're accustomed to a different schedule, a different routine. And the mercy behind all of this is that as long as it stays within the parameters of our deen, you can go to another society or country and adapt those changes and fit in with the community, be part of that culture. It's more comfortable for you, it's easier for everyone else. That's a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But remember, the key is it has to stay within the parameters of Islam, especially what the scholars have set for us. Now, with that being said, let's put things really into perspective. You go to a class, you study a particular opinion about salah. So let's say, for example, where should I fold my hands? Should they be here on my chest? Should it be on my stomach? Should it be on the upper part of our chest? How do I fold my hands? Should I grab my hands? Should I hold my arm? What exactly do I do here? And you listen to your sheikh and they give you an opinion. They teach you where you should fold your hands and where they should be positioned. And they give you all the authentic sources. Now, when you leave that class and you go to a different community, you find that the community does it slightly differently from how you learned. What do you do in a situation here? The scholars say one very simple way out. As long as you are learning your deen from a reputable, knowledgeable sheikh, a learned scholar, somebody who is known that whatever they teach, they have authentic sources, authentic proofs, stick to that sheikh. Don't put yourself in confusion unnecessarily where there's no need. Why? Because these are areas where the Sharia allowed us to have some room to have options to do things slightly different. So going back to the same example, in the Sharia, we have options where either our hands could be here or it could be a little higher, or you could fold one hand above the other, or you can grab your arm. We have those options. So the point here is choose a sheikh and you know that the sources are authentic and say Bismillah and stick with that one way. And as you progress with your knowledge of the deen and as you continue to learn more and more, you'll have a better idea of which direction you want to go to and when you want to change that opinion. But really and truly, brothers and sisters, this shouldn't be complicated. It's one of those situations that we make it harder on ourselves than it really is. Remember that the Prophet ﷺ tells us, Al-halalu bayyin wal-haramu bayyin. Halal is clear, haram is crystal clear. But what is in between are things that are doubtful. When you get into that area where you're not so sure, ask a local sheikh. If you don't have a local sheikh, there is many online. You have access to, you can email, you can go on certain websites, you can get certain fatawa from reputable shuyukh and scholars from around the world. Choose an opinion, stick to that. And I think there's one more thing important that I should mention. Respect other people's opinion. So part of the journey of finding what's right and wrong should also be respecting others who choose a different opinion. You went on that journey and your Sheikh said A, B, and C does not give you the right to impose that on others who may have chosen a slightly different opinion. As long as they have authentic sources, you have authentic sources, but the act is slightly altered or it's slightly different, Alhamdulillah, it is a blessing from Allah. At the end of the day, your goal is to do what is best based on your knowledge and ability to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal make it easy for you. Allahumma ameen.